China's economy grew at a disappointing rate in the third quarter of 2021. According to official figures, it expanded by only 4.9%, its weakest rate for the year, down 3 percentage points from the previous quarter. The world's second largest economy faces several challenges domestically and abroad.
Recently, there has been a significant price increase in commodities, oil, gas, and also imported coal. And there is concern about energy security, disruption of energy supply to China in the short while, as well as in the medium and longer term. This is a concern.
Energy restrictions aimed at meeting climate change targets have led to power shortages, which have hampered manufacturing. The property market, which accounts for about a quarter of China's GDP by some estimates, has been weighed down by new measures designed to curb debt. The country's largest real estate developer, Evergrande, is struggling to pay back $300 billion worth of debt, fueling fears among housing investors.
I think this new macro data has reflected this reality that Chinese government is willing to make the trade-off between economic growth and financial stability. And that's particularly clear when it comes to the restriction on the property market.
Analysts say slow retail consumption is particularly worrying. Beijing's zero-tolerance approach to COVID-19 means a handful of cases could result in strict citywide lockdowns. This has had a devastating impact on domestic travel and spending. The pandemic has also disrupted global supply chains and affected the export of Chinese products. Officials have downplayed concerns, saying the lower-than-expected GDP is in line with the country's goal of achieving higher quality growth.
The national economy sustained its recovery and development, with all the major macroeconomic indicators falling in the reasonable range.
Experts warn that global stock and bond markets could be dragged down by risks in China, but its economy is still expected to end the year as one of the fastest growing in the world. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.